fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Dr. Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news here in the studio with Dan Dugan.
Right here on the other side of the table from Dr. Bob. Well, well, well.
The other guy.
The other guy on the other side on WGRN, the Green Renaissance. And we're grinning with the greens still.
Why can't I get a choice? Dan Dugan versus Larry Householder.
Well, I guess that is how the society goes. It's like you get one from column A or one from column B. Maybe you get to see a C on the ballot. So trying to put myself kind of in the opposite direction of Larry Householder. But anyway,
you've seen the commercial?
I've seen the commercial, yes.
First I heard about
it from numerous people.
He's a cowboy.
Now I've seen it.
And how was it described?
How was it described by these people? You should see this a-hole who's from out your way, Dugan. He's from like somewhere near Coshocton, a small town. So, and I knew he was also part of a Licking County is part of his district, the gerrymandered district that makes up what Householder was. But he was the speaker before Mr. Rosenberg.
And let's refer to why he resigned speaker. Ethics investigation.
Yes.
So now he's back, and he is not. He's sticking to his guns.
Which
is right out of the commercial.
And he's speaking in favor of the NRA, but he's not trying to get back into the Speaker of the House position. No, right?
Well, he's trying to get back in. Who knows?
Get back
when
in.
He gets
period.
Back
of course.
In
of course.
To
of
the
course.
House.
Of course.
Whether he'll make that move.
Right.
Because he is sticking to his guns.
His guns.
And it's
that's
a big
right.
gun.
And he can stick to them. You know? I mean, I don't know how many guns it takes for one fat white man to stick to, but hey, I'll stick his
and
guns.
And he's in camouflage.
Yes, he is.
And he needs to be because he's coming out of the brush.
And he's really big and fat. And you know, in that commercial, he's not even in the brush. He's out by Highway 16, which is about a half mile from that great big picnic basket right down the road.
So he's
that
you're
used to
saying
be part
that
of the basket empire. What is that? The
Longaberger.
Yes, the Longabergers. Right.
You can buy a collector's basket for $1,200.
Yes, you can. But tell me about Rosenberger, the state.
Well, I'm still on House. Larry Householder.
You don't want to give up Householder. Okay. Well, it's too late because he's gone, and now we had Rosenberg, and now he's leaving, or has
well,
he left?
Well, they each had three syllables ending in an ER.
Well, there you go.
But all I want to know is you're telling me Larry Householder was on a hill that he wasn't in brush. He didn't need to be in that camouflage?
No, he was standing by a road. There's a big cliff, like a cliff face, and it's old 16, and right next to it is New 16 or newer, I mean, out east of Newark or Nurk, as we like to say it out that way. As a matter of fact, some people say Nork. But anyway, it depends on what part of
those are the
Licking
upscale.
County you're from.
Those are the double wides.
Oh, man. That ain't right. That's not right.
Those
you,
are
you
your
know, I was born in West Virginia, so watch it. Right? I want to talk about the guy that just resigned, though. I want to get to the
but
present
But Larry
time.
Householder set the precedent
oh,
for
I
resigning.
See. I see. Say, it's a domino theory of Speakers of the House.
And then they had Batchelder in between Speaker Batchelder.
Oh, wait. Batch what?
Batchelder.
So we had Householder and then Batchelder. All right. And now
and
we got
Rosenberger.
Rosenberger, yeah. All righty.
What's up with these three syllables and these errs.
What's up with the GOP?
And the one that should have resigned was Batchelder.
I can't believe it.
Because he was in a secret society, the Council on National Priorities, where...
How secret is it? Is it part of the deep state?
No.
It's part of its own. It's part of the deep state.
It's part of its own state. It's a private organization. You have to pay money to join.
Is that like Epstein Island? Is that where they're housed?
No. These guys mainly seem to be housed out of Texas.
Uh-huh.
But they have a secret membership
list. Which is its own state, isn't it? Yeah. Oh,
and a lot of what they do, they tended to be ultra. Well, there's a name for them now, the alt-right.
Yes, I know. And I've told you about my buddy who doesn't believe that Sandy Hook was real. And, but he'll deny he's alt-right, and most of them will. Some of those guys were with Anonymous, you know. And those guys would occasionally show up at Occupy. And to me, the mask kind of looks like Captain Morgan. So, I don't know.
As opposed to Guy Fawkes?
It made me feel like drinking rum.
Was Dan Dugan involved in the hellish... Popish plot that tried to bring down the British monarchy?
I wish I was, being a half-Irish descent, knowing what I do about history.
The Guy Fawkes mask doesn't look like Captain Morgan.
Stepping in it.
We've raised the question.
So you're not going to tell me why Rosenberger's resigned.
Well, it's interesting.
Yes.
A inquiry
traveling,
by the FBI.
Traveling music.
A question reportedly of his travel expenses, or as I like to say, was while traveling, was he hooking for a special interest group? You know, that he may have been taken places.
He wasn't hooking.
And we don't want to say on the take, but being influenced.
Hmm.
And he says it may take months, if not years, to unravel. Unravel the travel. It's the unravel the travel scandal. But once again, another Republican Speaker of the House in Ohio bites the dust.
Yes. So what's going on with the GOP? Because nationally...
They keep resigning. Nationally, John Boehner resigned from Ohio.
Right. Oh, by the way, he's now representing the marijuana interest. Did you know that?
I know, and I think it's cool as hell. I saw him.
He looks like a stoner to me.
I saw him on the Today Show today.
I thought you were going to say you went golfing with him or something.
Well, yeah. And instead of smoking a cigar, he tried to get me to puff on the big fatty.
Oh, no.
But this is how you knew he was from Ohio. He only smoked... one brand of marijuana. That was the Woody Haze,
H-A-Z-E,
which I understand to be a bio skunk,
you know,
with quite an odor.
Really? Well, you know, Woody
Haze kept. Here's what Boehner kept trying to tell me. Just like Purple Haze.
Yes.
He was so honored. You know, we're not using his last name. We're using the H-A-Z-E. And here's what Boehner kept saying to me. I got a small family of skunks following me on the golf course. So he claimed when he went into the woods on the Gahanna public course, on the Gahanna hole 7, when he went into the woods, he was sprayed by a small family of skunk. But I knew better, Mr. Dugan.
Yes, indeed. I'll bet you did. Anyway, back to Paul Ryan, which we didn't say by name yet. But
so
Paul
John
Ryan.
Boehner resigned
first, and
talked Boehner into being the next Speaker of the House.
See who resigned next.
And now Boehner, Donald Trump has driven him to the smoking of marijuana, or at least its advocacy.
Mm-hmm. So that
makes
sense.
Which is cool.
So Paul Ryan's going to spend more time with his family, though, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, he's getting up there in years. He's 48.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to retire at the height of their career
48.
At 48 to spend more time.
I got married at 48.
Right.
Sorry.
Spending more time with the family is like the greatest official lie. I mean, it's just sort of like, hi.
Wait.
I'm not really spending more time with my family.
Wait.
I'm scurrying away because... Trump and the alt-right and this crazy, crazy kind of nationalism is destroying the Republican Party we built into a juggernaut.
But it won't destroy those guns that Paul Ryan's got on his arms, baby. You know what I mean? That guy's a workout-aholic. And now he's going to take
I thought you were talking about he's confusing him with Larry Householder to his guns.
Well, same kind of thing, but he did the iron pumping commercials Paul Ryan did at one point. Well, he's going to be moving on.
With other ones, when Paul Ryan was in the sheer Lululemon yoga pants, wasn't he?
That's what it was. Paul Ryan in yoga pants.
Made in Cambodia.
There ought to be a law. Those yoga pants, especially on someone like him. So anyway, there is a seemingly, now I don't want to say like a cliche that wouldn't even be clever or funny, like rats deserting a sinking ship. But do you think there's some of that going on, Dr. Bob?
I think the avocados are deserting the guac.
they're taking a walk.
They're
right off the plank. Yes, indeed. I think you're correct, sir. Does it have anything to do with, what's his name, the guy in the White House?
I think the peanut butter is deserting the jelly.
And indeed. And right, the chocolate, back to peanut butter again.
Yeah, and of course, as always, peanut butter is going to say, I'm doing it to spend more time with bananas.
Speaking of sticking to the roof of my mouth, I'm really having trouble even saying Trump right now, because everywhere you turn, he's taking one position and then he's taking another position.
And James Comey took a position
within the same tweet.
But James Comey took a position with a new book.
Well, you know, he's a liar. I mean, it's been pointed out by the GOP that he's a loafer and a liar.
But what about his phrase that Trump is untethered from the truth?
Well, you got that right. It seems to me, but what do I know?
Can't we slap an ankle bracelet on, and every time he lies, it goes off?
A little shock.
Yeah, either that or I like better. What if we made him wear a big Donald Trump, a big clown nose, and every time he lied, verifiable, someone in the public got the, you know, for a day would be the honker. Granted,
Squeeze
you'd have
Louise.
Yeah, you'd have you'd have carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
from the nose honking.
Funny, you don't look like a bozo. My mother was a bozoette. Sorry, I'm going down comedy lane there with the
was she
fire
really?
Sign theater. Hey, we're all bozos on this bus. Some of the audience might catch that.
Or gunzos,
the older guys,
the boys on the bus, the classic that talked about Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, the Gonzo.
Yeah. Say, was Gonzo from the Muppets named in some degree?
I would like to think so.
Hunter, or was it the other way around?
I don't know. I think him being Gonzo journalism was early mid 60s. When you look at this stuff and you're trying to figure it out, it's always kind of the chicken and egg thing.
What is that?
You know, which came first?
Oh, the
Gonzo.
The egg. My son and I worked that
out. Or the Bonzo.
When he was like two.
Okay.
We're completely convinced that it was it had to be the egg. Absolutely. So, where are we right now? I see Paul Ryan resigned.
James Comey wrote a book.
That's where we are. And right now we're also on WGRN.
And did you see who he compared Trump to?
With the other
Trump
side
to?
Of the news.
Yes,
with
this
Dr.
is
Bob Petraeus.
94.1, Daniel.
And Dan Dugan here. Glad to be here. And again, we're talking about that bozo in the White House, L. Trump-O, and his little Trumpets that keep coming and going so quickly,
like,
you really can't keep track.
Like Kellyanne.
I'm totally lost.
Little
Kellyanne Amway, yes. Yeah.
Who belonged to the same secret organization as Speaker Batchelder in Ohio, the CNP.
The CNP. So what is that again now?
And the Council on National Policies.
Okay.
It's a private membership group that the last time their membership was revealed, and it wasn't because they wanted to be, was 2014.
I see. So They're not. They're saying that they don't exist.
Oh, they do exist. They don't deny that. They just won't tell you what
to. I'm getting to something here that Kellyanne Conway said a while ago about alternative facts. So if an organization exists and you deny its existence, that's just an alternative fact, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just wanted to get to the bottom.
Kellyanne is out there doing the Kellyanne.
She sure is. She's still part of the team. Omarosa is not, though. We know that.
Yeah.
But that's a shame.
Also part of the CNP.
It was entertaining.
Former supporters of apartheid were in the CNP, former Klan members. They thought they would brush up their image and
The CNP was bringing the Klan in, or the Klan was trying to get in the CNP?
No, they were brought in. They were allowed to join, former Klan leaders,
right?
Former followers of apartheid
Whose image was getting polished here? That's what I'm trying to figure.
Well, it was an attempt to bring together the entire far right wing, like the old John Birch Society, bring all these right wingers together and let them coordinate in a secret organization.
Which used to have a stronghold down in Hebron, Ohio, which is in Licking County, which is where Householder. Boy, we're going right back around again. I love that. I love when that happens.
But they're all resigning, and Trump is still lying, as you're saying. What
Seems
about those tweets?
What amazes me, though, is how people keep saying things like, when is this going to end? And really, it's only been going on a little bit over a year. And when you consider how long it took Watergate to unravel, if you're old enough to remember that, these things take time, but it looks like Mr. Mueller, if he continues to hold his job, will he continue to hold his job, by the way?
I think the president has been warned so many times, but here's what Comey said.
That warned not to fire him.
Yeah, the one person
Mueller will not be okay.
The one person that Trump reminds him of is Sammy the Bull, the famed mob boss and hitman.
Sammy Gravano.
Yeah,
right. So, his name I don't have trouble.
He said
with.
Us
Mueller
versus
did,
them. he knew. He picked him up one time. Sammy the Bull.
Sammy the Bull. That's right. Yeah, man, he had like a bull neck. He looked. Matter of fact, he reminded me of some of your favorite jump boys that work here in Columbus, Ohio. But the Trump White House has this revolving door, and we don't know where we're getting. But my understanding is, if the special counsel Rod Rosenstein were the attorney general,
not to be mistaken for Rosenberger,
right,
the disgrace and
exactly
recently resigned Speaker of the Ohio House, who the FBI is investigating.
I really can't keep track of without the programs, without a program to go around. But anyway, my understanding is that the assistant counsel could fire Mueller, not the attorney general. But
right.
I don't even know if that is that right.
Well, that's been reported repeatedly.
Yeah, right.
But you also had, right, Alan Dershowitz heading to the White House, whose position is the president can fire any of them. Right? This is the notion of the unified theory of the presidency, where the president can do what in the hell it wants, and it's up to the Supreme Court later to say, no.
Right.
You can't do that.
No, you can't do that. But
right.
Will they say
this came out. You know,
so Alan Dershowitz,
Alan Dershowitz
is now working for the president?
No, he visited the White House.
Yes.
And he's on the record that the president can fire
whoever he wants. Anyone he wants.
He's the chief executive, anyone in the executive branch.
Right.
He can, this unified theory of the presidency, it's a right-wing notion. This came about when the torturing was happened. John Yoo, one of the White House, out of the office of the White House counsel, argued that, it's not unconstitutional until the Supreme Court says it's unconstitutional. So if you can't serve these people because they're in Abu Ghraib in Iraq or down in Gitmo in Guantanamo in Cuba, eventually after a few years, it'll get to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court will say, no, you can't torture people. Stop
right.
it,
right.
because the Eighth Amendment.
So stop torturing people 20 years ago or something when it comes to that point.
So what happens if, he fires Mueller in this situation? The Supreme Court may come back 2-3 years later and say, 2 years later and say, okay, you can't do that. But he's gone. and the investigation's gone. So Dershowitz showing up at the White House is a very bad sign.
You know, he was also
Saturday Night Massacre.
He was also the guy who I first learned about the aforementioned Epstein Island. It was supposedly Dershowitz who was being satisfied by two underage women.
Yeah, there was
that prompted an article that helped jumpstart the alt-right to find out that there's baby sex going on with modern politicians, but they say it's Democrats,
you know,
that
the
do
whole
it,
Pizzagate,
not the Republicans.
Right.
So, boy, now I'm really confused. I really can't tell the players without a program anymore.
Well, the one thing that Comey said
I
in
wish
his
the
n-
deep
n-
state
notebook.
Would call me up. It's like deep throat, you know. This is a deep state.
Well, what Comey said is Trump was obsessed with denying that the Russians had tape of him with prostitutes when he visited Russia.
Right. Well, I thought there was a tape
he
of
had
him
also
and Putin having sex, but I was wrong, I guess.
No, they were merely on a horse. Putin was
with
in
their
front.
Their shirts off.
No, only Putin. Come on. Oh, it was a PR. Only Putin was allowed to have his shirt off.
Oh, boy.
And Trump was in back with his hands gently around his waist. And his hair,
Donald.
His mane, his long mane of orange hair. I don't know what kind of horse it has the orange mane.
Yep. Or, the Palomino.
A Palomino.
Thank you, Suzanne.
All right.
Suzanne, our producer.
And
Bob's
he said,
wife,
of course, in the
again.
Classic joke, any towards Putin, any Palomino is a Palomino.
Oh, Jesus. What a setup. Did we really fall for that? Come on. Are we done yet? Gosh. Hey, before we are, there's a couple things I wanted to get to. One is that the National Organization of Women are helping to sponsor an event in Grandview on May the 5th. There will be speakers. It's an anti-gun violence. And, of course, I forgot the flyer
Householder,
where it is and the
Larry,
time.
Big Larry Householder anyway, is going to crash it in camouflage.
That's that. And I'll get more information for the next show, so I'll have it right. I'll find the flyer somewhere in my car or room.
If they were real women, they'd be hanging out at the Longer Burger Basket and making a picnic for their men.
Yeah. Let's get it.
According to Larry Householder.
The girls are making a picnic. Anyway, so the other thing I really wanted to talk about was that Nina Simone has finally made it in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What's wrong with this picture? That it's a rock and that there is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that Nina Simone finally made it in, or what? Because she goes in apparently with John Bon Jovi, or as some people like to say, John Bon Jokey. I'm a cowboy on that steel horse I ride. So anyway, but Nina Simone is finally making it in. So I
well, was he like an urban cowboy? Had to ride a steel horse, kind of like John Travolta.
John Travolta. Oh, that's well. That was
urban
one of those
cowboy.
The Buck and Bronco thing. I rode one of those over in ready
yeah,
for
yeah,
this.
They
NERC.
NERC. Yeah, there was a yeah. The big bar.
I held on.
Yeah, I was in Grand Rapids at the time.
Kind of upside down.
I did
still
not hang on.
Still holding up.
I went down quickly and painlessly.
Whoa, painlessly? Well, good. That's a good thing.
You know, as long as it was good mats, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, well, yeah, and they had their insurance paid up. Those things were kind of deadly. But anyway, so we're back to the John Bond.
And why didn't you have one at Stash's or Little Brothers? You'd still be in business if you'd had the bucking
you
Bronco.
You know, we used to get offers to bring in things like wrestling bears. I swear.
What was the big controversy?
It's a traveling show, and you two can book. There were Jello.
What about
wrestling?
Dwarf
bears wrestling. Dwarf
tossing. Yeah, I remember that was very controversial.
Yeah, they were trying to get us to do it, but I don't know. Something inside me said, nah, the kids aren't really into bear wrestling or dwarf tossing, but maybe if you combine the two.
But what if it was Larry Householder wrestling the bear?
There we go. I'd like to see
and
that.
And his
That's a
top
match.
Was off.
That's a match I'd like to see. Oh, my. where are we now in the show, Bob? We have a few minutes left. Oh, yeah, let's discuss elections, okay, because you are the national elections specialist, And this time it's going to all be done fairly and correctly because the Women's League of Voters and lots of women are looking over people's shoulders, and I mean seriously, and that's probably a good thing for our side.
Well, the problem is you can't look into the source code. So as long as you have secret, proprietary source code controlled by God knows who, Russians, private companies, friends of the CIA, what we need is open source, transparent source code. And we need new voting machines that all have a paper ballot and high-speed scanning capacity that will create, has an audit log, and stores ballot images. So if anything goes wrong, the League of Women Voters, you're right, will swarm like ants at the Longer Burger basket.
There you go, baby. That's exactly what I was thinking. But at the same time, it's probably going to be like women trying to come and straighten things out that are really screwed up. Because, you know, a friend of mine once said, and I think he got it from...
Probably guys doing most of the hacking.
I think he got it from, believe it or not, Philip K. Dick. But he said that women and computers will save the world. And, you know, I'm beginning to believe that, sir. I don't know about you.
Well, speaking of the world needing to be saved, sadly, it looks like only a general named Mad Dog Mattis is standing between an imminent attack in Syria by the United States, which could trip over into an attack on Russian forces in Syria, which could trip over to a hot war between the U.S. and Russia.
What day is this? Oh, this is Friday. That's right. We don't always tape the show on Friday, so sometimes we're not sure what Trump has said. Last thing I knew, he said we had newer, shinier, smarter missiles than you do. I think was at the end of that tweet, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. So,
and
I figured, I don't know, that was like Tuesday, and I thought, well, if all that was taken seriously, by Friday, we'd be at war.
Well, we're actually massing
forces.
We're massing forces on the border, and the broader question, because this has much bigger implications, right? On one side, you've got the Russians and the Iranians and the Syrians, which is a bizarre coalition in and of itself, primarily because Iran are Shia and Assad.
When axis of evil get together, you know, they can be all kinds of...
My favorite thing about the axis of evil, about the time that phrase came in from George Bush, the countries like North Korea and Iraq and Syria, their entire military spending was $7.5 billion. The U.S. was spending $600 billion, and probably higher if we counted war budgets.
We're the greatest
more
country change. On Earth.
We had
$7.5 billion
in change that fell out of the pockets of the generals at the Pentagon. Right? You know, we're looking for $2-3 trillion in lost money accumulated since World War II.
Well, we gave $9 billion away on an airstrip in Iraq. Remember that lovely...
Oh, with those pallets.
Yeah, on the pallets.
Oh, well, we got
sign here and take $1 billion and spend it wisely, please.
The one-minute warning, but as we speak, Armageddon may be looming.
We didn't even get to talk about Zuckerman. I mean, Zuckerberger. What is that thing he does? What is that?
Facebooking.
Yeah, Facebooking. Yeah,
or
what
does Dan Dugan argue
thing?
For my facing?
He says people are still there, and sometimes
What is the new option? So that's
we'll
what
see
we have
you,
to report
we'll
to the
see
masses.
In the Facebook and WGRN, the Green Renaissance,
94.1. This is the other side of the news. Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1, LPFM, The Green Renaissance.